भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 17 and 56. These two verses are very pertinent to celebrate the disappearance of a child in Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita is capable to put us on the right platform of understanding the reality and gives us opportunity to prepare ourselves, those who are left behind, to achieve the perfection of this human form of life, which is to conquer death. Text number 17 is the explanation of the spirit soul by its characteristics within this material body. And that is avinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinasham avyayasyasya na kaschim kartum arhasi. Avinashi means imperishable. Tu, but tat dhat vidhi, know it. Yena, by whom, sarvam, all of the body, idam, this, tatam, pervaded, vinasham, destruction, avyayasya, of the imperishable, asya, of it, na kaschit, no one, kartum, to do, arhati, is able. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This verse, which means that which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. This verse more clearly explains the real nature of the soul, which is spread all over the body. Anyone can understand what is spread all over the body. It is consciousness. Everyone is conscious of pains and pleasure of the body, in the part or as a whole. This spreading of consciousness is limited within one's own body. The pains and pleasure of one body are unknown to another. Therefore, each and every body is the embodiment of an individual soul, and the symptoms of the soul's presence is perceived as individual consciousness. This soul is described as 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair point in size. The Svetashvatara Upanishad, 5th chapter, 9th verse, confirms this. Balagra satbhadasya satadansa kalpitasya cha bhago jiva sa vigneya sa chanatyaya kalpate. When the upper point of a hair is divided into 100 parts, and again each of such part is further divided into 100 parts, each such part is the measurement of the dimension of the spirit soul. Similarly, the same version is stated in Kathopanishad that Keshagra Satabhagasya Satatamsa Sadrashatmakaha Jiva Sukshma Swarupoyam Sankhyatito Hichitkana. There are innumerable particles of spiritual atoms which are measured as 1/10,000 of the upper portion of the hair. Therefore, the individual particle of the spirit soul is the spiritual atom, smaller than the material atoms, and such atoms are innumerable. This very small spiritual spark is the basic principle of the material body, and the influence of such spiritual spark is spread all over the body as the influence of the active principle of some medicine spreads throughout the body. This current of the spirit soul is felt all over the body as consciousness, and that is the proof of the presence of the soul. Any layman can understand that the material body minus consciousness is a dead body, and this consciousness cannot be revived in the body by any means of material administration. Therefore, consciousness is not due to any amount of material combination, but to the spirit soul. In the Mundaka Upanishad, 3rd canto, 1st chapter, 9th verse, the measurement of the atomic spirit soul is further explained. Esho anuratma chetasa veditavyo yasmin pranah panchadha samvivesha pranais chittam sarvam otam prajanam yasmin vishuddhe bhavati esha atma. The soul is atomic in size and can be perceived by perfect intelligence. This atomic soul is floating in the 5 kinds of air, prana, apana, vyana, samana and udana. This is situated within the heart and spreads its influence all over the body of the embodied living entities. When the soul is purified from the contamination of the 5 kinds of material air, its spiritual influence is exhibited. The Hatha Yoga system is meant for controlling the 5 kinds of air, encircling the pure soul by different kinds of sitting postures, not for any material profit, but for liberation of the minute soul from the entanglement of the entire material atmosphere. So, the constitution of atomic soul is admitted in all Vedic literature, and it is also factually felt in the practical experiences of an insane man. Only the insane man can think that this cosmic soul is all-pervading Vishnu Tattva. The influence of the atomic soul can be spread all over a particular body. According to Mundaka Upanishad, this atomic soul is situated in the heart of every living entity. And because the measurement of atomic soul is beyond the power of appreciation of the material scientists, some of them assert foolishly that there is no soul. The individual atomic soul is definitely there in the heart along with the super soul, and thus all the energies of bodily movement are emanating from this part of the body. The corpuscles, which carry the oxygen from the lungs, gather energy from the soul. When the soul passes away from this position, the activity of the blood generating fusion ceases. Medical science accepts the importance of the red corpuscles, but it cannot ascertain that the source of energy is the soul. Medical science, however, does admit that the heart is the seat of all energies of the body. Such atomic particles of the spirit whole are compared to sunshine molecules. In the sunshine there are innumerable radiant molecules. Similarly, the fragmental parts of the Supreme Lord are atomic sparks of the rays of the Supreme Lord, called by the name Prabha, or superior energy. So, whether one follows the Vedic knowledge or modern science, one cannot deny the existence of the spirit soul in the body. And the science of the soul is explicitly described in Bhagavad Gita by the personality of Godhead himself. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Chitapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Avinashi Tuttad Vitti Yena Sarvamidam Tatam Vinasham Avyayasyas Na Kaschit Kartum Arhasti That which pervades the entire body, you should know that the indestructible one, no one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. So starting from this basic concept, which takes us to the realm of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His manifested form, and to cultivate the knowledge pertaining to it in a very systematic, discipline is a rare opportunity for all human beings. We are all embodied spirit soul. Our embodiment or acquiring a kind of material body is not as important as its function. These prayers of invocation of the Supreme Deity, Sri Radha Krishna, through the Mahamantra, is not an ordinary thing. It doesn't require much to understand the intricate science of who we are or what we are not. It can be, if easily perceivable by a small child, and can exhibit the highest features of love for the Lord, and can dance so innocently as a spontaneous devotion. There is no restriction for the innocent to exhibit. Even for the yogis it is difficult to achieve. But for a small innocent child who is under dependent condition and without any guile of personal desire or motivations, unentangled in the material world, can go back, come back to Godhead that easily. This is the rarest opportunity. Those of us who are grown up, we have to go through hard struggle through our so-called developing a discipline because we messed up our life in entanglement. And second, to purify our existence through chanting and with prescribed number of rounds and follow four regulative principles and committed to the sadhana. How much it is? It was not required for a small child. It is so wonderful that we try to achieve through all this sadhana, some kind of a level of purity so we may be able to understand the transcendental reality of the super soul. A soul only in its purity can understand the transcendental reality of the super soul. Or the ultimate manifestation of the super soul is Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. But a child can surpass by simple innocence, can take whatever the parents teach. And they are naturally, spontaneously developing. For Gopika, how many years it took to develop such a situation that she would, without any shame or guile, have to dance in front of the Lord in Kirtan? It didn't require much. The point is, we have to understand on the basis of our reality, that is, avinashi tute tadviddhi. You should know that the imperishable soul that animates the body, nobody is able to destroy. If there is no distraction for it, there is an eternal function for it. And one can ceaselessly keep on doing. That is glorifying the Lord, pleasing the Lord, serving the Lord. Even chanting becomes service. If we, our mentality, those who have filled up with so many desires and entangled in the material life, when we are told that please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in order to please the Lord. Therefore, if you want to attract the attention of the Lord through all your functions, which becomes like Sankirtan, which is called Sankirtan. We were reading today the verse, Dharma Swanuti Stham Punsa Visvakshen Kathasuya Nod Padaye Yadi Radim Srama Eva Hi Kevalam. In the first canto, second chapter, Sutta Goswami is reiterating for those who are grown up, it is too difficult for us to understand. And on the negative side, when we are attached to the body, we lament uselessly for the undestructible soul. They were able to, the small child was able to attract the attention of the Lord, and we failed. Because we do not know the purpose of our functioning. Whatever activities we are doing, whether consciously, unconsciously, whether through our upbringing we are taught some do's and don'ts, yet we end up doing something which is not recommended, yet we fail to understand this portion. Because meanwhile we became so much entangled to the results of our activities that we want it. We want to. So knowingly we are already tainted, and we could not achieve that purity of innocence, where there is no need of knowledge, there is no need of expertise of activity. A child can do that. Gopika did not know why she is dancing. If you ask, she won't be able to answer, but regardless, she would tell, yes, I want to dance. There was no way one can prevent her. It was spontaneous for her. So the idea is that she gives us the most important lesson to learn, that for the imperishable soul, who is in spontaneous devotional service, a slight impetus will bring her out to dance in the front of the Lord. A slight impetus, that is called spontaneity. So, because that is the nature of a soul in its purity, in its total innocence, that it is meant for spontaneous devotional service. And for us, we have to go through a lot of grilling exercises to purify our existence and regulative principles. And then we have to wait for the mercy of the Lord so we may become spontaneously active with Him. First of all, because we have misunderstood so many things, even about our religion or practice of it, and probably most of our parents failed to teach us. At the most, they have given us some religiosity without spirituality. So many unrequired situations we have gone through our development, our growth, and somehow or another, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are getting again little inspired to take up the process, but that with so many difficulties that we can barely chant even 16 rounds with enthusiasm. Even initiation will help us little bit, you know, to push up. So at every stage we are going to be pushed up unless there is a push from the association of the devotees to advance further. We want to stay wherever we are. We think this is enough devotee. This is my limit. I cannot do more. But there are no limitations for a small child. So we have to go through proper understanding that we are not this body. A child can easily accept, yes, we are not this body. What's the big deal? We are not this body. But she doesn't have to explain why we are not this body. Because knowledge is not required. Krishna gave that innocence in this particular tender age. So they can be the most beneficiary. And our children in Krishna consciousness raised, the parents can vouch. Yes, they are actually our hope and guide that we may be also able to progress. Those innocent years are very important years. So they are more cherishable, more valuable. It gives the impact forever. As long as we keep on existing, it becomes a beacon in our life that yes, we have to achieve this stage. After messing up the body, we still have to come to that point of innocence. It's a hard job, is it not, for the adults? But it was so easy for the innocent children. So, the first lesson dictates us. How many of us are believing that we are not this body, we are spirit soul? And the spirit soul exhibits its consciousness all over the body. How many of us are convinced? Tell me. Raise your hands. I'm convinced. Everybody is convinced. They're doubtful. What was that blockade that created doubt? That is called Maya. That is called Maya. It does not allow us to admit the reality. We have a lot of plans in Maya. But Maya is not going to allow us to fructify our plan. She is going to smash them. Even by giving little victory, she will defeat us. That is the body, not the soul. Soul is imperishable. She can't defeat the soul. And Krishna claims the soul to be His personal part and parcel. We belong to Him. We are within His jurisdiction. And Maya is also another kind of his expanded energy, but external. And she is like a shadow energy to work under the command of Krishna, not independently. But those of us who are bewildered due to different desire and competitiveness with Krishna, we think we are smarter than the Lord. So, Maya is for us. She says, okay, show your smartness to Maya. She can smash. So here we are. Arjun was an adult. Bhagavad Gita is not to be taught to children. Arjun was an adult. And he was so confused, even though he was so pious. Good friend of Lord Krishna himself. But he lost the composure because of his confusion. He could not decide on his own. Has to take shelter of Lord Krishna, not as a friend anymore, but as the guru and guide. So, this is the first lesson. That we are not supposed to grieve on the dead body. We are supposed to rejoice the development of the spirit soul, which was so symptomatic, to inspire and be loved, to become beloved of someone, not on the bodily platform, is the greatest achievement. Krishna is the ultimate lover of all his energy, we should be obedient to understand the absolute truth that he is revealing. We should try to realize it, and we will be benefited. So this particular verse is establishing forever the principle of eternity of the soul. And where does the soul found? Are you a soul or body? Good. Where are you? Where are you in this body? Yeah, but where? What is the location? You forgot. Ishvara sarvabhutanam raddeshi arjuna tishtati. And the soul is also sitting side by side with the representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, called Paramatma. In the same place called heart. You are sitting in the heart. But you are showing your consciousness all over the body. Sometimes all over the body doesn't mean outside the body. All over the body means from the most bottom or most inner part of your body to the outside part. All over the body, throughout the body will be the better. And how the consciousness is carried all over. The soul is floating in five kinds of air. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, and sama. There are different kinds of air, means at a different level of our breathing situation. Prana is pure inhaling, where oxygen is more concentrated. Then it reaches a plateau which equalizes both the internal oxygen level and external oxygen level of a cell, that is saman. Udan is the one that is coming with the carbon dioxide, more and less oxygen. and one that goes in the air and remains as a residual air. Devi Mataji is studying biology, she must be knowing where is the residual air. As in the lungs, in the small pockets called alveoli, it stays there forever. So, the consciousness is thus carried all over the body, throughout the body, to each and every cell to make it conscious. Right? So, consciousness is the symptom of the presence of the soul. However, scientists can try to capture the soul. It is beyond their efforts. They can't make enough efforts. So the size of the soul is also given. The size of the soul is 1/10,000 portion of the tip of the hair. But it is so powerful. The rest is the dead body, but this is the only portion that animates the body. It is also indicating that because it is part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna itself, himself, the swarup of the soul is also identical to Lord Krishna's. But it is so tiny. Why people in Vaikuntha want to obtain identical body as the Lord? Sarupya Mukti. It is there. But beyond Vaikuntha is Golok Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna himself is the chief of all personalities, from whom all the personalities, transcendental, his expansions, or his avatars of different kinds, you know, they all emanate from him, and yet he retains his own personality, which never leaves a foot outside of Golok Vrindavan. And we are said to be his part and parcel. So, we think we are little bubble, little point, no swarupa. Then how are we able to interact with Lord Krishna in kirtan, in dancing, chanting, taking prasadam? How can we develop that kind of consciousness if we have, our swarupa has no relation with Krishna's swarupa? We are not impersonal. When the relationship with the Lord is exhibited by an innocent child, this relationship is also to be understood that it is not happening in impersonal. It is personal interaction. A personal interaction means what? Personal interaction can happen when there is a relationship, when there is knowledgeability of activity that is to be performed to retain that relationship, to maintain the relationship, and at the end of the relationship, there is love of Godhead is the prayojan. So, we are not simply a point or an obscure dot. Otherwise, so many dots on computer can create some kind of imagination or imaginary figure. What is called? DOS system was based on the dots. Is it not? Now, we have three-dimensional swarupa. But not only there is a fourth dimension, it's called Turiya. The fourth dimension is of the beyond the three modes of material nature. So, Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Satchit Ananda is the constitution of that embodiment. And his part and parcel should also be Satchit Ananda Vigraha. But one is servitor Godhead and another is served Godhead. Krishna is called served Godhead. He is to be served. But one who is a servitor is the pure devotee. So in this way we can regain our swarupa in service, which is called devotional service. Now, that's why starting from our primary knowledge, starting from Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasme Sri Guru Venam. The Guru gives this primary education of differentiation between body and spirit and puts you on the threshold of understanding the spirituality only and all the relationship. And then we can ever hope for getting real connection with Krishna in relationship and establishment of love of God. Now, in verse number 56, Krishna is telling that Dukhesu anudvigamana sukhesu vigataspruha vitaraga bhayakrodha sthita dhir munirachyate. A parent, especially, or every one of us, because in due course of time, such things are going to happen in one way or another to one family member or another family member. But regardless, even our turn will be also coming without a doubt, and never remain under an illusion. Otherwise, the greatest illusion, as described by Yudhishthir Maharaj, that ahani ahani gacchanti yamalaye manava. Every day we see our near and dear ones are going to the abode of Yamaraj. Sthavaram apichati vat. Sthavaram. Shesham thavaram ichati kim ascharyati param. Those who are remaining, they think that their turn will never come. This is the greatest illusion. So, for that we are supposed to prepare that one who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst of the threefold miseries or elated, when there is happiness, and who is free from the attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. The same chapter where the consciousness has to be, you know, the predominant subject matter of our human form of life, and we have to free it from the repeated birth and death. So by taking devotional service, starting from chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
we can be rest assured that whatever we are able to progress in this line, it will be a permanent asset. And we don't have to regret. If we are able to do even 2% of progress in this life, it is a permanent asset. It will enrich in due course of time. So, please take to understand the occupation of this tiny little soul, rather than engage or forcefully, involuntarily take up such a position to serve something else. Try to serve Lord Shri Krishna in this understanding and our life will be sublime. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So in this
way,
we
ask
for your
Yeah.